Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Email drivetime@rte.ie.
The United States has announced that it will lift its COVID-19 travel ban on air passengers from the EU in November if they are fully vaccinated and undergo testing and contact tracing. The news, after 18 months of strict restrictions, has been greeted with elation in EU political and diplomatic circles and here in Ireland by many of those directly affected. Where in a moment we're going to hear from an Irish woman living in the United States about the impact the ban has had on her life. But first we're going to Washington to speak to Amber Phillips of the Washington Post newspaper. And Amber, thank you for joining us. What do we know about this change of plan just announced in the last couple of hours?
That's right, just announced in the last couple hours. And while there's no ban on EU travelers coming to America and several other countries, 33 in total, there's still pretty strict restrictions in terms of air travel and when they can come over. You need to show proof of vaccination, you need to have taken a coronavirus test the day before, and have plans or some way to demonstrate you have plans to take a test as soon as you land in the US. So it's a lifting of a travel ban, but I think just like in international travel in the EU, there's not as much freedom as there would be in normal times.
And can you remind us exactly how strict the old ban was, or still is indeed, because it hasn't been lifted, I think, yet?
Right. It's strict. It's just a flat-out travel ban for almost all cases. This is a Trump-era policy, and it was widely seen as not having that much effect since the coronavirus. It was already here in America at the time. So there's been lots of speculation within the international relations community about when President Biden would lift this. And despite have several high-profile meetings he's had with EU officials and travel over there, he never did until now.
And was there any reason given for that?
We don't know a specific reason. The White House hasn't outright said, but we can read the tea leaves and see that a big factor perhaps was the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is coming to the U.S. And he was expected to press Biden on lifting this ban. Another factor is that vaccination rates in many European countries are actually higher than here in America, where there's a stubborn 70 million or so who aren't getting vaccinated. And there's a little bit of pressure from U.S. travel industries who wanted these European travelers. But, that was a relatively small constituency. And I will say most of the focus in America until now has been on how we can travel over there.
Okay. But we can now finally travel over there. And I suspect many of us will now that that ban has been lifted. Okay. Amber Phillips of The Washington Post, thank you very much for joining us with the update on that. And we're going to turn now to Rosemary McCabe, who's an Irish writer who's living in Indiana. And Rosemary, thanks for joining us. Can you tell us when you moved to the US?
Oh, my God. In a show of absolutely stunning timing, I arrived here on March 14th, 2020. I think the moment
I
arrived,
I
know it was just, I mean, the timing, the moment I arrived, I got a text from my parents saying the travel ban has now been made stricter because, you know, like initially Ireland wasn't in it. So I got over just in the nick of time. By the time I'd landed, I wouldn't have got out, if you know what I mean.
So you went over there, and were you planning to stay, or what was your plan?
Yeah, so I came over on a 3-year O-1B visa, which is kind of like a visa you can apply for as a freelancer. My sister lives here with her 4 kids, and I was freelancing at home, and I was, you know, didn't have a mortgage, didn't have any kids, wasn't in a relationship, and she said, why don't you apply for this visa and try and come over here for a couple of years and spend time with the boys and spend time with me? And I thought, well, there's nothing keeping me in Ireland, so why not? The visa is valid for 3 years, as I said, so up until the end of 2022. And when I came over, though, like I had never thought about emigrating. So when I came over, I was very much thinking, I'm only coming over because I know I can go home. You know what I mean? So I had plans to go home in May for a friend's wedding that was then postponed. I had plans to come home in September just to see my parents. I had all these, you know, I was like, I'll go home this time. And, you know, coronavirus will be over by then. I'm sure. Little does any of us know.
And of course, life has changed quite dramatically for you since then.
Yeah. So in 2019, I was over here for about 6 months in total, kind of 3 months at a time, as I was kind of working on my visa application and came over to spend some time with my sister. And I met a guy here who I started dating. So we had kind of a long distance relationship in 2019. And then we got a bit more serious when I moved over in 2020. And then started this year, I found out I was pregnant, and then we subsequently got married. So yeah, my life has taken an accelerated route, I would say.
Well, congratulations on all of that, because that's all fantastic. But I suppose the sting in the tail for you has been that you haven't been able to, apart from your sister that's living there, have any family visit you, or you haven't been able to visit them.
Yeah, I mean, and for me, like, I've always been such a homebody. I think the longest I've ever gone without seeing my parents is probably 6 weeks. So it's just been really weird. I mean, obviously, we're seeing them on FaceTime, and it's like, of all the times for this to happen, the technology is there that we can still see their faces, we can still talk to them so much. But it's just been really weird. And I know, like, it's been so sad and difficult for my sister as well, and her four kids who haven't seen their grandparents now in kind of 19, 20 months. I think they were last over for Christmas 2019, so they flew back at the start of January of 2020, and they haven't seen the kids, and they haven't seen me. And it's, I mean, it just feels like so much has happened. Like, my parents couldn't be here for my wedding. My parents, you know, haven't seen me pregnant and won't see me pregnant, because I'm hoping that I'll give birth in the next 2 weeks. So yeah, it's just been very, it's very tough for everyone involved, I think.
Yeah. And of course, then that means they probably won't be able to be there for the birth, will they?
No. So, I mean, I'm due on October 3rd. So unless I go very, very late, no, they won't be here. So, I mean, like, listen, this is kind of, I think the last news we heard was, I read an article that said that they're not talking about lifting the travel ban until the midterm elections in 2022, which would be, I think, November of next year. So this is like beyond our wildest dreams that it's now happening before Christmas, and hopefully they'll be able to get over in November and stay for a good few weeks. And I mean, I'm imagining I won't even remember the first 3 weeks of the baby, so
okay,
it'll be fine.
So your reaction then when you heard this news a couple of hours ago, beyond your wildest imagination?
Yeah. I mean, just like such a relief, and such a relief for so many people, you know what I mean? And I think, like, part of the frustration has been, especially being in the Midwest, like, the vaccination rates here are something like 42%. They're very low. I know a lot of people who are very anti getting the vaccine. So it's kind of felt like, well, why can't my parents, who are fully vaccinated, who are being really careful, who have basically been cocooning now for almost 18 months, because, you know, they're both in their 70s, they're very aware of the danger, why can't they come over when, like, everyone else here is, you know, abandoning their masks, not getting vaccinated, acting like it's not a big deal? So it's been frustrating.
Just on that, Rosemary, before I let you go, are you concerned about that, going into the hospital and everything for the birth in that atmosphere?
Yeah, so I'm not so concerned about the hospital, because the hospitals are really strict. So, you know, everybody's wearing masks, everybody's sanitizing. From the hospital point of view, no. But I was just actually talking to a friend of mine this morning, and I was like, you know, even though the vaccine has come in, my life hasn't really changed in the last 6 months, because I'm very aware that I'm pregnant. I'm fully vaccinated, but I'm also very aware that, you know, my baby is going to be vulnerable. When he's born, he's going to be vulnerable. Like, I won't be flying home for, I mean, probably until I can get him a COVID vaccination. I don't know when that'll be.
Okay. Well, at least hopefully your parents will be there very shortly, and you'll have what I imagine will be a really, really happy family reunion. And the best of luck to you over the next couple of weeks. Thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you so much.
Okay, that's Rosemary McCabe, an Irish writer living in the United States.
Now, still to come on Monday's Drive Time, we hear about a protest meeting tonight aimed at keeping Ona Curragh Mental Health Facility in Middleton open for its 19 vulnerable residents. Smoking rates among teenage boys in Ireland are increasing for the first time in 25 years, a new study suggests. We'll take a look. And forget hurling and rugby. Now yoga and dance have overtaken traditional team sports as our preferred forms of exercise.